Beginn der Koran Daven, Sef beim Zeh der Flam, mit Beginn der Man Alpha, Gittes Matt, Beginn der Mora, Beturi, den Nafesh, Besidai. We're talking about, what does it mean, higher workers of non sit with them? So it means, Beturi, which, that would mean the oxen, that is going to be a huge loss, but Rachkos, the Ben Chanal's gear says, Betavri. So Pierce, what that means is something else, is Playalim. These are the workers, Shemalichim Hashvarim Lecharisha, that direct the oxen for the plowing. So the problem is that they don't go too deep with the plow, three tefachim, and so the seed doesn't take root so well. That's the problem. That's going to be the big loss. What's the halacha if he's doing it for his own purposes and for the object's purpose? What would the halacha be? Which text is qualified, says, and he's answering a question. He says, so maybe the question was specifically like spreading out, stretching out, spreading out a garment, or anything that's similar like that. Why? Because maybe he's going to leave it stretched out more than what's necessary for it, because he wants it for himself. Actually, his calculus doesn't get ruined. But safer regarding a safer tirum, regarding a scroll, where there has a different halacha. Besvarim is the girsa. I mean, the karibahen, that we say that you could read for them. Wait a second, Avakam, the Tarchehu, Kamoy Tarka, even though what do you mean? I thought we asked if that's a shah, what do you mean? We say clearly in the Mishnah that you could read it for yourself, even though that's for the need of the Sefer Torah. Yeah, but look, they were not making a decree, because the Lekal Mechash Meid, there's no concern about it. Kim Shekavale Zman, because they set a set time, Echel Shashem Yayim, once every 30 days, or Echel Abiyot Bishadish, once every 12 months, but Yemen by Betchila, and he's not allowed to learn with it initially, Gamle Kabishna, you're not allowed to read and repeat. So therefore, it was there we didn't have the question that you could do Letzarka. Now, for clean the chayish is regarding a copper vessel. The time to come under, we learn the price later on the mishtamish that you could utilize a filled bechamid even with hot, with clean kesef and silver vessels you could use betzainen. With cold, where a filled tzar kaimutur, you see there you're doing it for your own purposes. Yeah, kimish al yidei oisu tashmish, because since through that utility and yochel they live with a kilko. Again, there also is no problem. It's not going to come to any problems with that. So there we're not concerned either, and that's why it prescribes it specifically that. And potato, you should know that this distinction, because the davka letzarcha kli, if you think it'd be specifically if it's only for the needs of the vessel, so my parach. So why is the gemara asking pekodin when it comes to the deposit? My v'digabe, what's it doing by him? Kimin shuush. What do you mean? If you're saying he's doing a letzarcha, kimin shuush shemir, since he is a guardian, yeshle liyayin. Of course, he has to look into shle iskalka that it shouldn't get ruined. Apishabaylim einem aimle l'shtamish. Even the owner doesn't tell him to utilize it. What would be the question? Obviously, because letzarchai. Oh, that's your guys' the question. What are you doing, Letzar Chai? Let the owner do it, and that's what we say. He's in Medin Zayam. The next Tesmat to begin the Gemara. Chanisa L'Rav Kavadasha. He brings it into the harness and the threshes, which Bete Sefta, which the gear here is either the Para. Well, that's what it is. It's in the Sefta and Para. Tanalog, it teaches it Gabe Para Duma in the halachas of the Para Duma. Now, if he did it, said a nurse and a thresh, then it's invalid. Now, we learned that Letzarcha, if he's doing it for his own purposes, Pesula, it's invalid. Letzarcha, for its purposes, it's kosher. Kach Parach, therefore, that's the question that's being asked is, Alma Letzarcha, Letzarcha. So you see, when it's for his and for its purposes, it's considered like for his purposes of Asr, and it's going to be forbidden. So that answers the question. The Gemara answers, no, the Hasam Dairaisa Psula, there biblically it's invalid, like when a male comes in it. The Psula, which that's invalid, and Rav Papa, from the teaching that Rav Papa mentioned. So in other words, like the question was, that it seems to be that you see that which the Seif explains, Letarcha is going to be possible, and you see that that's the case of Letarcha and Letarcha. So then the Gemara says, no, it's a din miyuchad that Rav Papa says, that it's possible in such a situation, but it wouldn't be a raya in general situation. And then the Seif begins to say, why are you bringing this halacha, the shachan la'ayif, regarding that if the bird rests on it, so, but if you're saying it's really because based on Rav Papa's teaching, so why don't you bring that teaching, which was where Rav Papa taught his halacha? Rishonim says we can say it's mishum the Braisa he, because the halacha of the Chenis Lavka is a Braisa. Alach the Shochan Allah Oif, that halacha he must need. It's a Mishnah, and it's better to ask from a Mishnah than the Braisa. Next, there's not to be the words of Gemara Af Ubed and Nichalei. So to Ubed is that when he's pleased with that work that was done with it. So Tzayis is continuing to say, but Parah Duma now regarding the another Papa is explaining the puzzle regarding Egla Rufa that says Eshel Ubed Ba. Now the question is that how does that teach us anything regarding Parah Duma, which is what we're discussing? Menom the Beinan the Nichalei. How do you know that it has to be something that he's pleased with? In other words, we understand according to one that learns on Sayyidah Mem Bamalaf, avoid this para. How do you know what's the work by a para that a male is Megzer Shabba to oil, this Gzer Shabba comparing para Duma to Egla Rufa? So Nicha makes sense. Of course, if you have Allah be Egla, it applies by par. Elman to less Gzer Shabba, but according to one that does not learn this Gzer Shabba, and he finds a different source in para Duma itself that shows you what these works are invalidating by it. How do you know that it has to be something that he's pleased with? You don't have this Gezer Shabbat to teach you what Ubed that he's pleased with to over here to Parah. The Shabbat says, but you can say, is the keeping the Shabbat and the Psul oil Bavoidis, since ultimately they are the same, even though not through Gezer Shabbat, of the invalidation of our yoke and different works. So Gamla in the Nichli, so it makes sense that we compare it also without Gezer Shabbat to this idea of that it has to be only if it's pleasing to him. That's what I'm going to say. Now, regarding Ba'olah Le'al Zachar, when a male mounts on the para, on the cow, why is it invalid? He obviously doesn't want to invalidate a para, Dumash, the male, Yukarm. We know the Gemara brings stories, it's very precious, because of this little pleasure of being mating with a male. Whatever gain you'll get, it's a much bigger loss. So it's obviously not pleased with it. Why is Ba'olah Le'al Zachar Psul? The Shabbat says a fundamental principle. The Demoisik Sheira, if it wouldn't invalidate it, have a nichle, he would be pleased with it. That's why you cannot validate it, because that's something that inherently is pleasing. It's just for a secondary reason, it's not. Then it's going to say, when the animal goes into the harness and the threshes, why is it kosher there? Why is it any different? That's also something like, he's like, yeah, why not? He'd be pleased if it wouldn't cause any secondary disqualifications. So why don't you say something over there? He's actually not pleased with it in general, whether it's threshing. He's not really gaining much. Anyways, he's gaining threshed by the other animals. So that's not considered something that he's pleased with. So he's going to say, now, if the owner didn't know when the male mounted the para aduma, why is it invalid? Obviously, if he knew, he wouldn't let it. So, why is it any different from preparing a food item for Tumah Damin Le'el, the Gemara said, Navcha Bezim and Al. Nigvu, if it dried up in Mechiyutan, it's not considered as Kiyutan because he didn't know it at the time. So here also, you're saying the same thing. And if you say Delay Mipsala, that you're right, it wouldn't be invalid, El Kishyod Vishas Liyasa, only when he knows when it's mounting it. Well, Asr Shabbat, obviously, that would make sense. And Vasu Namashabbat, it would also make sense on this within the Mishnah, Mesachs Par, in the second paragraph Mishnah Aleph, Par Mulberis. You have a Par Duma that's pregnant, but Lazamach, she validates it. Now, because that's difficult. Doesn't he hold that if a male mounted it, it's possible? Now, the might is also, but based on what we said, it makes sense because he didn't know about it when it happened and he got impregnated. Or, you know, I mean, another part you could say is actually Savar Kari. He holds like the opinion of Rabbi Huda that the Amma that he says, Davka Helala Zachar, only if you actively mount the animal on. Aval olam e'ilav k'sher, but if it goes up by itself, it's going to be kosher, and therefore that's why it wasn't invalidated when it was came impregnated. Now, Rebbe Yitzchak Misim Fein Pirish, he explains that the lit pligi b'para atzma, he gives a different interpretation why it's not difficult. He says, now the case of impregnated, it's not regarding the par itself. Now the vita was regarding the daughter that's born from that cow. The time of Rabban Psula, so why would Rabban say that would be possible? Kedoshim b'safri, like we explained in the safri, b'ikha lecha para, b'inash te b'shas l'kicha para, when you buy it, has to be a para, and here you didn't buy it as a para, because it's in the womb. Whereas Rabban loves a less he doesn't have such a drasha. And the truth is, Rabban the Masih Plegi b'lecha para gedan, is, and he could have disagreed when it's a minor para, and therefore it didn't qualify yet for the age that it's supposed to be. And such as Batem begin to say, Isa malacha b'paras chatas. Someone does work with the paraduma. Don't paraquin is the Gemara says, Baba Kamadab and Dov Meral of Techei, the Chayib din Shmaim, because he made it possible. Amayim Epsilah. Why did he make it possible? Why is he liable for judgment in the hands of heaven? Havadle nechalul b'aylam. The owner's not okay with it, and you said it has to be something that he's okay with. Sometimes we can say, Kikoin shahay yeshutiv. We're talking about with the guy with a partner. And, question is he's liable, you know, but they remember that his partner's lost. Or also, you don't need to have the owner be okay with it, right? The malacha has to be actually the one who does the malacha to be okay with it. So, therefore, that's why he's chayvidin. The place where Balaza, para hanikachas min anachar. Balaza says you can't buy a para, the para duma, from non Jews, because the chayish lurvi, he's concerned for that non Jews. Sodomize their animals. But Daik and Gemara infers, oh, Shmam the Kachim Mizbechi. Oh, obviously, it's considered as Kachim of the Mizbech, like Karbanis, because the Kachim, but the Kabbalah, see, if it's only like the Kachim of the temple upkeep, of the treasury, Amai Psulim Mishim Revi. Why would it become possible because of its, if it's sodomized? Only Karbanis are possible for being sodomized. So it says, Taisa, what do you mean? Lame the Psulim Mishim Oil. Isn't it possible because of a yoke, because the animal mounted it? Sometimes we can say is the mashmalay, the Gemara understands the lamitam oil paisel, that it wasn't because of the yoke that was invalidating. Because the Ketani B'Seva says that in the Seva B'chein, Rebbe Elazar paisel b'shar kabanas, and Rebbe Elazar also invalidated by other kabanas, which is not a problem for oil. Chakama, oh, therefore the saying must be the sodomizing, the mating. The Kachem Ezbechi, also that's why it must be Kachem Ezbechi, Matina Nirva, Mekonim Elohimah, where if it was sodomized, it's invalidated from the pasuk of Menah Behema, Lekotso Tesa B'Tizorcha B'Gilom Bez, Dimascha Shmamina. Of course, the positive commandment doesn't override a negative prohibition and the positive commandment. Why would I need a pasuk of a salamta to teach you the halacha of kain in the basic kfaras? But of course, not kedusha b'sebeda. So it's been thinking and say, really? Perik based the vomit, the second perik of vomit of chafal from an aleph, or perik kain gadol and sanedin of your testament aleph. Like chashmon on the kain gadol, a monik kain gadol is not considered elalaisa gredeta, only a negative prohibition. But why? Because I say the Kadesh Mti, which that's what explaining over here, like Rashi says in Leis Tavase, it's the Nevesh Leitam Kadesh Mti. So why don't we consider Leis Tavase? Because Shem says what you can say is the Leik Koya say the Kadesh Mti, which is the positive commandment of this negative prohibition. Elamai Tzal Behi Parsha only what says there in that parsha, not in everything, and therefore Amalek and Gola would not be included in the Say Kadesh Mti. So it's different. Then we're going to say Evokim Minan. But when do we say the Ina Se Decha Leisiva say that a positive commandment cannot override a negative prohibition and the positive commandment as we continue to have days? Is Hanami Leisa Seva Se Hashav of a cult? That's by only universal negative and positive commandments. Avalhai, but here the Ina Shav of a cult, where it's not universal, Dachi, actually, it should override, because we're talking about it's only for Kahanim, it's not for all Jews. Like Zabriz and Nigmar, Nazar, Davnan, Chasim based. Thus, I say the Mitzrayah, where the positive commandment of Mitzrayah comes along, with Dachi Lava, I say the Kahanim, which we generally don't say, I say the Chalais, I say, but since that's not Shabbat Bakal, so it does override. Chin Kashla Kaman, so the Gemara later on, the Vlam, the reason when Alpha is difficult. Yochel Amalai, Ov, Vitami, Behul, you would think your father doesn't come to me, etc. Part of the Gemara asks, typically, what do you mean? It's to be sufficient. In Asid Chalais, I say, a positive commandment does not override a negative prohibition and commandment. It says, Haga, Habaka, Bakahanim, but that's regarding Kahanim, Shaina, Shabbat Bakal, where it's not universal, Dachi, it does override. So what's the Gemara asking? Hashem says, what you can say is, say the Mitzrayah Shani. The positive commandment of Mitzrayah is different. Because the Chomer, which is what the Gemara there in Nazar is talking about, because the Chomer is more stringent, because the Gadol HaShalom. Because peace is great. What does that mean? Kedam Perek Shri Lo Chakein, like the Gemara says, the Chulun of Kav Memal, the same the Mitzrayah, HaBadachi, Lava Asay. The reason why it would override an Asay of the Shri Lo Chakein, of sending away the mother bird, ilav yituba de shalech to shalach, if not for a special extra word of shalech to shalach, I would say the alma, but a regular positive commandment, and that's because there's peace, because that the husband could go and be with his wife, the mitzvah who he can't, so that's the shalom involved. But therefore, but regular asay like dachi lav asay, it will not override, and I feel it in the shabakal. So the premise is wrong. Even if it's not shabakal, it will not override. But no, but this answer won't work. Laman the shari mitzvah b'mei chalutai, that actually allows mitzvah when he has the confirmed tzaras, but tashma shemitah, to have marital intimacy, And Perakamad Mayi Katan, that was Ayn Mabez. So according to him, there's no God Lashalom because he could be with his wife even as a Mitzir. Well, the day Yishlema, according to him, what you have to say is the Hacha Samech, the Gemara here is relying on Besu, moreover, Midachin and Yisur Mekamei Minor, which was the other time the Gemara says that you think we push away prohibitory law for monetary law, which is what we're saying over here, that we're saying that there's 2 points. You're right. This idea of a Seder Chalitza Baseh is not really correct. It's really the other point of like Vesu. This is Isser, Basic Kfaris, and Hashem is Avedis, only Mum, and that's why we wouldn't do it. And Lekaman Nami Adifa Mishani. The truth is, you're right. The Gemara later on also, the Gemara could have answered better, the Habadachi, that it would override, Afila Lava Asay, even a Lava Asay, Ilav Kra, if not for the Pasuk, Afila Iba Amalei Dachi, that even the general. It's not Decha like we said. And the Gemara could have answered that. The paragraph of the Yavamis, on the Chafal of Manav, the Amagav, the Plukta, the Rabbi Yichon, and Rabbi Lazav, the Bi is Kohen Gadol b'Amana min ha-Nisuin, when the Kohen Gadol having married relations with a widow from her marriage, Kulam al-Pligi, no one disagrees, the Lay Patra, that she's not exempt, the Ena Se Decha Le Sebar Se, because the positive commandment does not override a positive commandment and a negative prohibition. Now, it's evidently bothering Taisis, is that according to this man Amr that we said that obviously holds not like that. According to his opinion, that say of Yibim should override the Isur HaKohen because, like we said, not Shav Bakoil. So why is the Gemara they're saying that say would not be Techel Leisev Asay? That's what you could say is that the Chashur Shav Bakoil, it actually is considered universal. Kim Shalman Asa Isur, because since the Isser of Amanda that got married to the Kayan is violating Kamoy HaKayan, the Ikri Bey Loikach Loikachu, that the Isser is on both of them. So I forgot the Inshav Bakoy Lil Bakanim, since even though it's not for every Jew, it's only for Kanim. But it's considered in the way Shav Bakoy because it's for both of them that it's equally problematic. So she could, the widow could be a Bas Levi, Bas Yisrael. So in a way that's considered Issa Shav Bakal, and even though it's only prohibited for a kain. Now I will hit the Geluach, Zaken, but regarding cutting off the beard, let's say Shena Shav Banashim, which is women don't have, so that's where we say Nitchi Mikameh Asay Mitzera, that's where we say that will be pushed away from the Asay Mitzera. In other words, since only by men, so therefore the Asay of Geluach Mitzera will say will override Lois of Asay Geluach Zaken B'Kain, because that's considered she'en shabakal because that's only by that's not by Yisraelim, and it's also not for women. So therefore, that's why everyone would agree that that's in shabakal.